You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Show must go on.
It's show time. Get it? Because I'm Beetlejuice and she's show. Anyway, B-Way Showtime. You know, the whole being a podcaster thing. Listen or else.
Broadway is back. I've been having the best time covering opening and reopening nights, as well as events like Curtain Up, Broadway Buskers, and Come From Away's one-night-only concert at the Lincoln Memorial. Plus, I was invited to film Six's first performance of Ex-Wives. It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience I'll never forget. You can watch all those reports and performances on bwayshow.com. This special episode of B-Way Show, the podcast, will bring you into the room where it happens, the room where it happens, with curtain call speeches and tunes from Ham for Ham and Amber Gray singing We Raise Our Cups with the Hadestown cast and creative team on stage after the show. Enjoy.
Really looking forward to say thank you all for being here. Woo! We're incredibly, we're happy to be back. I just want to say a huge thank you to everyone who was a part of that, including, and maybe in particular, but certainly including everyone who is not in costume right now. It's nice to be together again.
Yeah.
Wow, guys, a lot of feelings. What she said. Thank you for keeping the faith. We're going to keep the party going. One of the things we like to do in Hadestown is sing together, so we're going to do a little of that. Outside where it's safer for us all to open our mouths up. We'll see you out there. Woo! Woo! Mr. Hermes.
Wandering, This is Antoinette Chinoyawandu.
I'm John Michael Hill.
Hi, I'm Ethan Slater.
My name's Gabriel Ebert.
My name is Cody Renard.
And you're watching B-Way Show.
Shoshana reporting for B-Way Show here at the August Wilson Theater for Passover's opening night. This is the first play to open on Broadway this season, and the energy is electric.
Exhilarated. The outpouring of love has been overwhelming. So that kind of keeps you going after putting in work. You see all the smiling faces and the support, and it's a dream.
I feel grateful that Broadway is back. I feel grateful that we as a community can show New York, we can show the world what vaccinating does. I'm grateful that my play that centers Black joy is being celebrated and feted by the Broadway community. So from top to bottom, I am grateful.
I've been on Broadway for a long time, but I've never been on the other side of the producing team. So I feel really badass, and I'm glad I'm wearing a tux, and I feel really cool.
All these Broadway people who I've been in touch with, you know, over the whatever, but we're getting back together. Like, I sort of feel like we're going back to, like, the diner where we all used to hang out, you know? We're on Broadway doing it again, yeah. And I just can't wait to see this show.
Yeah, you're gonna love it. I saw the first preview, and oh my goodness.
I know, I was just saying, I saw your videos from the first preview, and just like, oh, so emotional and cathartic. And I'm looking forward to that.
You heard it here first. Ethan Slater watched my video.
That's true.
Danya, being my niece, has followed in my director footsteps. And she's worked with me when she graduated from Duke. She became my assistant director, first as a PA, then as an assistant director. And then after two shows, she went off on her own and did it. And she's especially wonderful with new plays. I actually saw this at Lincoln Center, so I'm very excited to see it on Broadway and see the changes. But I'm, you know, come on. I just came from Lion King rehearsal, ran down the block to see my gorgeous Danya's work on Broadway, so it's great.
Feels to me like it's okay to hope again.
It definitely is an emotional roller coaster. I couldn't be more grateful to be on stage with John and Namir, because I feel like you can't walk through waters this murky without teammates that you trust, and we trust each other ultimately, and so I think we're able to journey through all of this trauma because we know that we got each other's backs.
Welcome to the August Wilson Theater for tonight's first preview of Passover.
Now, you have this historic moment of actually welcoming back Broadway.
Words can describe how incredible just hearing those words and to be a part of it. And Antoinette is incredible. And like this entire process has been a dream. So it's been great.
To come see live theater, to support the community, it's the best feeling in the world.
Every play and musical on Broadway right now is written and directed by women. Passover is a limited run at the August Wilson Theater, only open until October 10th. So grab your tickets now because you don't want to pass over this great new play. For B-Way Show, I'm Shoshana. We'll see you at the show. History is happening. Hello, everyone. I'm Shoshana reporting for BWayShow.com here at Ham for Ham. It was so exciting. They sang New York, New York with company members from other Broadway shows also opening tonight. And we'll have that video for you on BWayShow.com. See you at the show.
some people. I want to thank the frontline workers. I want to thank the Actors Fund, who has been keeping our community together for a year and a half that we have been trying to hold ourselves together. I don't ever want to take live theater for granted ever again. Sacred, and this incredible company has been rehearsing. They've been rehearsing in their apartments. They've been rehearsing and keeping their bodies limber for a year and a half. And they had their first rehearsal for an audience on Sunday night, and they were missing something. They were missing the most important collaborator they have, and that's you. It took 6 years to get this on the first time. I'm so glad it didn't take 6 years to come back. Yeah. Thank you for getting vaccinated and wearing a mask. That's like. No one can see your mouth. I stole that joke from Tommy Kail. I'm so grateful to you, and I hope you go see as many shows as you can and keep supporting.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSMusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
1986, the first scream of American
history. But I can get their own drinks.
Welcome to The Rock, Shoshana reporting for BYU Show here on the National Mall in front of the Lincoln Memorial for Come From Away in concert presented by Ford's Theater. As you can hear, the rehearsal's already going on for tonight's performance, and we'll have that video on BYUShow.com. See you at the show.
Under the rock, if you come from away, you probably understand about a half of what we say. They say no man's an island, but an island makes a man. Especially when one comes from one life, you can man. Welcome to The Rock.
Commemorate the anniversary of 9/11, but also to welcome people back to the performing arts. And hopefully we're all coming back from away, and we think that's an appropriate production for us to be presenting.
We will not be killed.
So much of the lessons of this show about kindness and generosity are as important today as they ever were.
It's exciting, my gosh, look at the surroundings. You know, doing this out here in this setting is pretty special.
It's euphoric. Actually, it's kind of a dream come true. We are definitely in the middle of a moment. You know, coming upon the 20th anniversary of the events of 9/11 and 9/12 and thereafter, being in Washington, D.C., that was directly impacted by those events, coming back to New York, I think it's a tribute to what this show is about. I think it's a tribute to the human spirit. We're just kind of rolling with it, you know? I mean, we have an incredible team of people. We have an incredible group of actors, both in New York and here, and we're very fortunate, we're very blessed.
I took a couple of pictures of the view there with my camera. We didn't know where we were, but we knew that we were hammered up in the
We're all remembering what happened 20 years ago, and we're all thinking about this extraordinary, troubling year and a half we've just gone through. And I do think that the people of Newfoundland gave us a great roadmap for how to come back together, which is kindness and generosity and taking care of each other.
To share our incredible team's work with you, and especially the incredible work of the 10 women you're about to see back where they belong, melting your faces on the stage. So the show is going to begin in just under 6 minutes. So lastly, just on behalf of the entire Six team, I just want to say one more time, thank you for being here so that we can finally say, Broadway is back. to get overthrown. Divorced, beheaded, died. Divorced, beheaded, survived. But just for you tonight, we're divorced, beheaded.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to the 31st episode of BYU Show, the podcast. If you like what you heard, please subscribe, rate, and review so you can be a spy on the inside for future episodes. Thanks to all the show trans, and special shout out to the Showstopper and Shonanigans levels. Judy Kotner, Naomi Kotner, Teresa Piliero, Margaret Howie, Shannon Wheeler, Alyssa Wallace, Cindy Howard, John Benson, Julie Larkin, Ashley Stazak, Lisa Michelle Martine O'Neill, and Eva Finklausen. If this was your jam, you can become a Showtron. Head over to patreon.com/BYUshow. You get exclusive access to film performances, photos, and interviews, as well as up-to-date news on what's going on in the theater world. It's a fun time. Come check it out. Thanks as always to Kyle Braxton, aka Geddon, for these awesome beats, Jelani Remy for the beautiful intro riff, Alex Brightman for the Showtime promo, Chelsea Hill, aka Illustrating Diva, for the cool cover art, all the wonderful guests, and all of you for listening. Broadway shows are announcing their new opening dates. While we're excited to see everyone get back to work, we must stay vigilant in our calls to make theater a safe space for everyone involved. We need reports on how companies will be enacting anti-racist, anti-transphobia, anti-ableism, and anti-abuse work. We can't go back. We must move forward. Get your vaccine, wear a mask, be safe, and let's take care of ourselves. Proud member of the Broadway Podcast Network. We'll see you at the show.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.